Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSign for Thursday, January 27. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valuesign.com. Well, today, America's trillion-dollar shortfall, just ahead. Well, it's that time of the year back here in the Northeast. Too cold to go out into the garden, so the perfect time to work around the house. Now, there's an old-fashioned kitchen clock that I've been meaning to hang, and now's the perfect time. It needs to be supported underneath by a small bracket that could be seen, so I wanted something a little special. Not your ordinary stamped-out bracket made in some nondescript plant. I wanted something handcrafted, preferably made here in the U.S. So I started shopping at the local hardware store. Nothing there. The big box home improvement store? Nada. Finally, even went to a blacksmith down the road, but unfortunately he's out of business. At last I was able to locate just what I wanted on Amazon, with the warning that I needed to hurry up and buy as there were only three left. Now this underscores a significant issue that we have in this country. America simply doesn't make anything anymore. Oh, sure, we make automobiles and we build houses and do other big things, but much of our most popular retail items, things like iPhones and Nike sneakers, are made overseas. And small manufactured items, like the bracket for my clock, well, they're gone entirely. The little, tiny one- and two-man shops are becoming as rare can be. The bracket that I wanted was made by a blacksmith. Talk about another time and place. But America's inability to make things is starting to appear in the big economic numbers. Now, in the report we see every day, and buried in all the hubbub about the Federal Reserve, there was also released a little-noted report on our goods trade balance. Now, we're all familiar with the balance of trade. That's a summary of everything, of all the international economic activity in the country. It includes services provided to people and businesses overseas. In fact, service is a large part of our balance of trade. However, the goods trade balance only looks at the goods we exchange with other countries, the things we make and sell to them, and vice versa. And the story that the goods trade balance tells is not a good one. For the first time in our history, this nation had a goods trade balance for 2021 of a negative $1 trillion. Far and away the worst performance for American manufacturing ever. Think of it. These are all items that we could not or would not make ourselves. Items like my little shelf bracket that we must look to others to manufacture, creating jobs and wealth overseas, and denying work to American labor, and denying income to American shop owners. And while this trend has been building for years, suddenly, in 2021, the bottom fell out of American manufacturing. And the reason was that these small businesses were, by and large, quote, non-essential. You remember non-essential. That was the vain effort to shut down and slow the spread of the COVID virus. And manufacturing shops were high on the list of places to be closed. And then, in all the stimulus that Washington handed out so generously last year, small manufacturing shops were essentially ignored. Far less than 1% of the Biden stimulus package, Trump was a little more generous, but less than 1% of the Biden stimulus package went to these small manufacturers. And now, as the yearly numbers are starting to be reported, we're seeing the results. America must now go out to the world to purchase the $1 trillion of manufactured goods that we don't make at home. For American manufacturing, the economic policies surrounding the COVID lockdown have been the single most destructive in our nation's history. And the result we see is a $1 trillion American manufacturing shortfall. So overall, I hope you can see that this economy is operating about 5% below what it needs just to regain economic balance. The fact that we have such a stunning goods trade imbalance is absolutely breathtaking. Now, in a few minutes, we'll get another very important big picture results of the economy. First up will be the latest on durable goods. And here the street is very pessimistic, looking for durable goods, one of the critical indicators for manufacturing in the economy. The street expects durable goods to actually have declined last month. And the headline news of the day will be our first look at the nation's gross domestic product, expected to have risen by 5.5%. I'll have a lot more to say about this important measure of the economy tomorrow. In earnings today, another headline number will be reported by Apple Computer. After Tesla reported their difficulty in the current supply chain, analysts are wondering how this will affect Apple today. Also up today will be finance companies Visa and MasterCard, as well as entertainment company Comcast and McDonald's hamburgers. And that's the value side for this Thursday, January 27. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.